So, Tanner, to start, walk me through what a solar co-op is and what role it will play in Broomfield.
For sure. Our co-ops are designed to bring a group of folks in a particular community together and then approach area installers with all 100, 200 people to request like a group buy discount on rooftop solar. So our co-ops offer a way for folks to go solar as a group if they're interested in doing so, in a way that simplifies the process. So you're not sitting at home trying to sift through mountains of bids and create a spreadsheet to compare it all. But we're able to come in and join you in that process and help facilitate that for you.
So who's to say that one company is the best choice for lots of different families and lots of different homes?
Yeah, that great question. And that's why we maintain our neutrality. We don't want to be elevating any companies over any others. We really want our folks that are on the ground to decide. And as I said, there's no obligation to go solar through the co-op when you join the co-op. So let's say a member joins, they say, I don't know if this makes sense for me. They go out and receive a couple of other bids from different installers. One service that we offer is having like a 15, 30 minute, however long it takes, call to review the different bids that that co-op member received. And we go through that process with them in sort of a separate aside to be able to be sure that, you know, they also feel empowered to make the decision, even if they don't go solar through our co-op. So we never require people to go solar through us. We just want to help folks the best we can.
Is Broomfield offering any financial incentives for joining the solar co-op? Because, you know, solar has gone down in price, but it's still expensive.
Yeah. So at this point in time, Broomfield is not offering any incentives.
Do you know, does Boulder have a solar co-op option?
So one is in the works right now. There is one scheduled for this year. There isn't a concrete launch date planned yet, but we will launch one there this year.
So Solar United is one of just a few other nonprofits doing this kind of collective solar bargaining in communities. I'm curious if you see changes in communities' readiness to transition away from fossil fuels and if this readiness has a ripple effect. What's the response been in Broomfield?
Yeah, so I think a prime example of it is as a starting point, whenever we enter a brand new area that we've never run this model, like Broomfield, we see a lot of interest, like very significant interest. It was incredibly successful that we had over 100 folks come out to our launch event this past December. And then after that, after we've established sort of what the co-op is and how it works, a lot of word of mouth travel happens, which is how you get to launch co-ops in other areas. So you have folks that are talking to their friends and family from Broomfield to Boulder, for example, and they're like, okay, how do we make this happen? And then they talk to their local governments and they reach out to us, and then we build that partnership. And we see it grow really organically just after we come in and there's success that's been demonstrated through this model. We see a lot of interest come out of that.
How common are solar co-ops, you know, across the U.S. and also just in Colorado?
We have programs in D.C. is our first program, Virginia, Maryland, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Florida, Texas, Arizona, Minnesota. I may be missing a few that are just slipping my mind right now. But in Colorado, we run co-ops in Denver and Fort Collins, now in Broomfield and Colorado Springs, Steamboat Springs, Craig, Meeker, that area, Mesa County, San Miguel County. So we've kind of done co-ops all across the state. Yeah, it's far and wide. There isn't really anywhere that we're not willing to have the conversation to see if it would make sense. And we're always willing to offer consultations to folks in states that don't have like on the ground staff.
Tanner Simeon Cox is the Colorado Program Director for Solar United Neighbors. Tanner, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me out.
For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.